today we're going to discuss the importance of your blood work. You do want to have blood work done on a regular basis just for your overall good health, but as it comes to hair, it is very important that you have regular blood work done. Typically, your doctor is going to order a CBC, complete blood count, and we'll go over in a few minutes some additional blood work that we typically recommend. But in general, do what your doctor orders you to do, and then gain access to your blood work results. Many times I would meet with clients and they would tell me, well, my doctor said my blood work was fine. And then when I actually would insist on seeing it, it wasn't fine. Many times there are things within that blood work that needs to be addressed. But remember, most physicians know very little about the causes of hair loss. So unless it's going to affect your physical being, your doctor typically is not going to be very worried about it. So you want to either get a physical copy of your blood work or at least be able to access it online, such as through a provider website like Quest or LabCorp. So if you have to, create an account with your provider to gain access to your blood work at any time. Once you do have access to your blood work, you need to actually look at it. Learn what each one of those readings mean. Check each level to see what is and is not within a normal range. Now, typically at a provider such as Quest and LabCorp, they make it very clear. It will tell you if something is out of range. But if it doesn't tell you what's out of range, then you need to speak to your physician. You need to understand what these numbers are and how they relate to your health. And then in addition to that, do your own research on what each thing means. There are several things in there that the general public is not going to understand, but do some research. Get some understanding to what your blood work is saying about your overall health. And just know that there are many abnormal blood work readings that are going to contribute to hair loss. And it would be wonderful if you could be aware of these issues before it impacts your hair. So again, the ideal test is to do the test that your physician recommends. But as it relates to hair, there are some tests that we typically gives us a really good insight to hair. Number one, the CBC. That's a given that needs to be done annually. Then you want to test, these are for females, then you're going to want to test vitamin D. Vitamin D deficiency is a leading cause of hair loss, so we want to test vitamin D. The next is an iron test. Now, typically they refer to this as ferritin. Ferritin is a protein that stores iron inside your cells, and you need iron to make healthy red blood cells. Red blood cells carry oxygen from your lungs throughout the rest of your body. So your ferritin levels need to be healthy. Low iron levels will almost always contribute to a hair loss issue. Then you want to test hormones such as DHEA. And finally, you want to test TSH. That stands for thyroid stimulating hormone. And most physicians we'll test for the TSH, and unless your physician is an endocrinologist, typically that's all they're going to look at is TSH. But if you're having a hair loss issue, the TSH is not going to tell us the whole story. So ask them to test your TSH with T3 and T4. Please understand that the thyroid is part of a very complex endocrine system. And most physicians have very little training on this complex system. So if it turns out that your TSH is low or high, and then your T3 and T4 are abnormal, we highly recommend that you see a board-certified endocrinologist to manage thyroid issues. So that was for females. For males, the tests are very similar. It's going to be CBC, vitamin D, estradiol, PSA, and the TSH with the T3 and T4. So again, you want to do your blood work at minimum annually so that you can be aware of abnormalities. Now, please know that your membership provides blood work review. Standard members can schedule a blood work review at a discount. Premium members can submit blood work once annually for review. And elite members can submit blood work unlimited number of times annually. So just to recap, understand your blood work, speak to your physician about your blood work, do your research, and understand that many abnormal blood work readings can indicate an issue which will affect hair growth, and we need to be aware of these before it continues to impact your hair.